All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Time for the question of the day. Can you smell the football?
You can smell it, man.
Can you feel it?
I'm not kidding. I woke up today thinking, we made it. We did it. Football season is here, baby.
We got a couple days. Tomorrow they report, and then Wednesday we are out bright and early on the practice field broadcasting.
See, that's what I was thinking. I'm happy it's Monday and it's the week of football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dang, we got to Wednesday.
No, don't worry about it. No, we're good. We're good.
Ain't no problem.
Yeah.
All right, Shannon Sharp.
We'll get there, man. But with that being the case, we have reached the week. Sometimes you just need to be in the vicinity, and we do have a level of proximity to football that I think shakes off some of the blues.
We have the media party tonight.
We do. I don't know. Did you want to say that to everybody? Is that for everybody's information?
Well, they don't know where we're going to be.
Give them the address.
Yeah, they don't know where we're going to be.
Let people know where we're at. But the question of the day,
8507
all right.
Queens Boulevard.
Okay. what are you done with until next offseason? What are the things that you shake off once football comes around and consumes your existence as a sports fan? Again, 713-572-4610.
All right, so Saturdays and Sundays for the last few months, if she says, hey, let's go to brunch. All right, let's go. I'm done with that. I'm done with that. Brunch.
Like anytime. Brunch anytime.
Brunch on weekends, well, on weekends, I guess. Yeah, mostly on weekends. But, hey, let's go to brunch. Sure, man, let's go. Hey, let's go to brunch next one in the next couple of weeks. Nah, man, I can't.
Does that go to any previously?
Oh yeah, Saturdays especially.
Does that go to any previously unplanned? There's no more general spur of the moment. Let's go do a thing. You're like, no. You need to put this on the calendar, baby girl.
Here's the good thing. She knows. That's the best part. If you've been in it for a while, you've been in the game for a while. They all know
you've conditioned her.
You all know what each other. What are the non-starters, you know?
Yeah, so that's one of the big ones for you. Some of the ones that are coming in from the 409, they said, I'm done with all the crap my friends need help with on Sundays. Everyone knows I'll be posted up in my recliner on Sundays.
That's a good one.
Yeah, why are you moving in the fall anyways? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're not getting no assistance from over here. I think this is interesting for me as a rather young, unencumbered man. One of the things I realized is this is actually going to more affect my weekdays than it is my week. Well, I mean, it's going to affect my weekends, but there's no more downtime
in
the middle of the day. Yeah, there's no more downtime in the middle of the day, especially like for our purposes after the show. I know some people's, a lot of people's work days go longer than ours technically. Mm-hmm. But usually during the summer, 2 o'clock to maybe like 4 or 5, I might be able to catch a breather, maybe catch a nap if I need to.
Yeah.
Just chill a little bit. Hey, that is now taking time. You might need to go and rewatch a game.
Mm-hmm.
You might need to also. I might need to do groceries because now Saturday and Sunday are entirely off the limits.
Yeah, in terms of going out.
Doing groceries, doing any of that.
So
you
ain't doing none of that on the
not during the weekend. Legit. I'm not a wake up and go to the store guy. Yeah. I'd have to be like a wake up and go to the store guy because once 11 a.m. hit on a Saturday, we in.
Yeah,
I'm watching football all the way through. Once noon hit on a Sunday. We in. Mm-hmm. I'm watching football until like midnight. Weekends are non-starters. So everything I got to get done during the week got to happen during the week.
Yeah, I try to go if it's not crowded, man. So if that means early in the morning or late at night, I will go during those times. But a couple things I got that's on my brain that is over once football season start. And I hate this one so much because, I'm in graces with the good Lord, but. No more church.
Oh yeah,
no church, man.
Yeah, any replacement? Do we do video church?
I could watch a video. I could go back to the stream on YouTube and all that stuff. But I got to work, baby.
Figgy said he know my heart.
I got to work.
Yeah,
that's a good point because I'm talking about noon on a Sunday. Half the time, especially if we have a noon kick, we out there at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
at an NRG enjoying the tailgating and such.
Yeah, and I try to go to the early service. But they don't get out to about 10:30, maybe close to 10:45. I'm like, man, I got to be at work.
Let me ask you guys both this, especially you, Reggie, I would think, just because, you're of the age, a lot of friends are doing this. What about weddings?
So I actually have the unpopular sports opinion that the wedding is the more important thing. And I'm not the person who goes, damn you, why are you scheduling your wedding in the fall, right? I understand the people that are like that. They're like, oh, no, I got my football on. I try to be sentimental enough to realize, hey, man, at football, I really, really enjoy it. It matters a lot to me. However, what matters more are these people in this moment in their lifetime. and I can't get this back. So I like I'm cool with that. Like I vividly
but you got
remember
your phone open.
2 years ago. Well, I mean,
you got your phone open all the time. Yeah,
that's right. I think 2 years ago it was Washington, Oregon. Mm-hmm. Was that the game mm-hmm. that was really big? That happened twice that year. I think it was the first. Oh, yeah. It was the first or second iteration of it. Where my homeboy was having his wedding. So I was on the way to Waco, and please don't stop me. I think the statute of limitations are fast. Had the game on my phone as I was driving down.
I'm telling you.
There was a number of people at the wedding that were mm-hmm. like passing around what the score was on that game and an A&M game as well. Because mm-hmm. we all knew what time it was. So like I will do that, but I'm also not going as far as I'm not going to your wedding because of this. No, mm-hmm. I'll be there.
Yeah. How about this one that came in on the text line? Just stress. Stress in general, like stress-free days.
Stress-free days are gone.
Yeah. They're gone. They're done. Your entire mood hinges on whether your college team, hell, maybe your high school team, but your college team or your pro team, how they do that day.
That's 100 stress-free. Yeah. Oh, just good habits in general, because eating good is gonna slack. It's going to slack. I'm going to eat more wings. Yeah. I'm going to eat more pizza.
That was my next one, man. Just healthy diet. That's out the window, man. Because if you ever tailgate outside, mm-hmm. outside the NRG, it's impossible to be like, nah, I'm good. I'm trying to eat. No, man, that's probably the most peer pressure you'll ever get in life.
And drinking, too.
And drinking, yeah. It was like, one time I got my tooth pulled. I got my wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, I went to the tailgate, and I couldn't drink because I had, you know, I was on some medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, come on, man, I'm going to make it. They were trying to force me to drink. I'm like, man, this was a bad idea to come out here and not drink. I should have walked around with a Bible or something. That probably wouldn't have even worked.
It probably wouldn't have. No, that's true because – and even just like when we're working, a lot of times I'll have a couple, you know this, Reggie, because we go do the tailgates and judge them. You know, I'll have a couple, but every once in a while.
I'll have more than a couple.
Every once in a while. It's impossible. You're drinking 5-6 drinks.
And this is at the first stop.
Yeah.
Shout out to HEB. They go to 3 different tailgates. Man. The first stop, they like, oh, yeah, here you go. Let's do some shots. Here, take a drink. Check out this punch I made.
Yeah.
You go to the second one. All right, tequila shots, everybody.
It's because we all in the football spirit. Like, it's such the tailgate scene here is incredible. And so everybody's coming with the level of energy where how you going to say no to the Mexican candy shop when they put in
your
candy?
See, the thing is, by the time you get to the third one, you'd have had like 5 different liquors.
That's right.
Then you got to go up to the press box.
Yep.
And you're like breathing on everybody.
You've seen me a couple of those times.
Yeah.
Where I come over and I'm like, I am holding on to the desk up there.
Yeah. You might as well get that out the way. You might as well just forget all that. That's mm-hmm. something. Just wait till next year.
Yeah.
Try to 100%. Eat right and drink right.
From the 504, stop going to lunch with my friends after church. I can hardly keep my phone in my pocket when the game starts and I'm sitting in church anxiously waiting to get out. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Like, shout out to you still going to church and making sure that you're doing it. God bless you. But that is one of the cool things about, like, if you are a churchgoer, it's like going and getting the lunch special afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, man. Nope. We are going to watch football, friends. Yep. We are going to post-church. From the 832, imagine if Lent was during football season. I'd know. I can't imagine.
I remember when my kids were smaller, one of the toughest things, and you always prioritize your kids, but like they have Saturday afternoon baseball.
Oh, that's true.
You know,
oh,
yeah. They've got basketball, you know, weekend tournaments that go all the way through Sunday. That was tough, man. Like when you have those age kids and you're like, you got to go.
Yeah.
You got to.
Somebody said it's easy to not drink. I mean, in some ways, yes, but also in some ways.
Go to a tailgate and tell me that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing. I think people respect if you're like, yo, I'm not drinking. Mm-hmm. But like if for someone like me who I am not opposed to drinking, I just don't do it often. Mm-hmm. In that setting, people want you to turn up.
Yeah.
Like, but see, the thing.
I don't have any really
objections. It's one thing if you don't drink at all.
Right.
But if you choose like, nah, I ain't going to drink today. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, they'll pressure you.
Come on, man. Just one drink with me, man. All you got to do is just one shot.
Right.
That's it.
If you abstain, that's one thing. If you're trying to do moderation, that's the issue.
There's no way. Yeah.
Moderation is the problem here.
Yeah.
Somebody said, you gentlemen have stole my joy this morning. How? How so? We're football coming from the 409. We'll be done caring about my fantasy baseball team in a few weeks.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
You
part,
all in the playoffs and everything, and nobody's in the right spaces. You got dudes who are off.
Yeah.
He went full blown Andy. It just dropped what's his name? Woody.
Yeah.
Just dropped his
just
toy.
Dropped him. He
picked up
its
that
purpose.
Fantasy football toy.
Yeah. Shout out to Brenton Heights. Let us know. What are the other things that are going by the wayside That's coming. Somebody said I don't drink often, says the guy that did 9 shots in 9 innings.
Yeah.
True. However, ask me how many shots I've had since those 9 shots in 9 innings a few weeks ago. And I can tell you definitively. Zero. Zero alcohols. Not one alcohol. From the 832, wasn't a huge college football fan growing up because of sports. Interesting. And then from the 346, in nursing school, clinicals every Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a rough football season for me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Y'all mentioned this too. Wedding season coming up, and I work with a photo booth company.
Oh.
So that be kind of hit me hard too, especially them Saturdays.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, why y'all having
You got to put
wedding
that in,
right
in the contract, photo booth contract. Sight of one television.
I'll be looking at the bride and the groom like, man, y'all don't watch sports. what are y'all
wrong
doing?
With you?
Like, nobody got a TV in here.
All right. We're getting going here on a Monday in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. A lot of football stuff happening over the weekend, including a quarterback in the division who's already done for the season. We'll talk about it next.